This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another day of craziness. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on. Write it down. I wouldn't have to say it every day if you write it down. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. Another day. A lot of crazy stuff going on. A lot of stuff to catch up on. And Sonya Smith's going to join us in a few minutes. Always appreciate her time with me. the news cycle today, and in listening to some of you beat up on Tucker Carlson. Look, I'm a fan, but I'm not like gonna go out of my mind if I miss him today. And some of the things that he said last night were true. You heard me bring them up. Or have heard me bring them up. When you're waving papers going, we have all this information, we have all this proof, then we've heard this before. Now, I believe they have it, don't get me wrong. But if you want to get a team energized, show them what you have. You know what I mean? Just, even if you have to talk in generality. Now, I realize that we don't want to tell them everything that's in the affidavits. We don't want to let them know everything we have. I got that. But you got to give us something. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot happening there as well. And by the way, this for some of you who don't know, this is more going on than the election. But for us, the election is a big deal. This election and what they get away with will determine what the future of this country is all about. And I'm not one of those guys who goes, okay, that's it. It's the end. It's all over. We fought bigger foes than this, haven't we, in the past? But this is a tough one because I'm not so sure the American populace has a stomach to fight the way they need to fight. You've heard David Horowitz agrees with me. We for so long have played by the Marcus of Queensbury rules that we don't know how to fight anymore. We don't know how to be strong. I mean, we've raised a group of children, and I mean children, that can't deal with much of anything. University of Wisconsin, they declared a large rock to be racist and voted to remove it. A rock. It's going to move this large rock from the campus, have the students complain. That's a symbol of racism because it was referred to, ready for this? Oh my God. It was referred to in a local newspaper in 1925 using a word regarded as a racial slur. So, because it's associated with a story where they used a racial slur to describe the rock, it has to go, and this is not Snowflakeville? What have you done to these kids? If I was the chancellor of that college, I get on the speaker, I get them all together, I do whatever I need to do and say, listen, here's how this goes. Not everything that gets you upset can be wiped out. I just went through this with somebody about books. Not everything that offends you needs to be wiped out. You do, the universe does not revolve around you or me or any of my 20 best friends. We have raised, I know I started already, right? We have raised, I don't even know, what are you going to call it? A generation? Because it's not one. And I'm putting it on the parents, yes I am. We have raised generations of kids who can't cope. They have no coping skills. I'm in the education world. It's a term that drives me into my mind. I hear it on a regular basis that our kids can't cope. So let's coddle them some more. Let's take down books that make them feel bad. Let's make people take off shirts that make them feel bad. Don't wear hats that make you feel bad. Soon there's going to be nothing left. You won't be able to speak or say or think of anything. And I'm going to point to you in the camera. Look, what's wrong with you people? That school should be surrounded by parents. It should be inundated by emails because the left would do it in a heartbeat. But we don't. We'd like to live peaceably with all men, brother. It ain't going to happen. We're done. The days are over. I'm not saying you start a fight, but you do not let them gain an inch. Not one inch, because when they gain that inch, they look at what they're doing on TV right now and on the news. There is not one news station. Not one of these people, really, maybe a couple at Fox, but not many anymore, that would admit that there's something wrong with this election. Now, whether you're on the left, right, or you don't, you're totally apolitical. It is dishonest to say this was a totally secure election. And if you think nothing, you know what? If you're a friend of mine on Facebook and you listen to the show and you go with Joe, that this is crazy stuff, unfriend me. Because I don't want to be involved with a lunatic like you. And they're doing it right in front of your face. And you won't see it. Oh, you know, I have to say, you're choosing not to see it. Because if you can't see this, then your IQ is going to be about 8.5. So the University of Madison is moving forward on a plan to remove the boulder from the Observatory Hill. Students of color see the rock as a painful reminder of history on racism. I mean, I'd love to get some old-time black folks and get them out to these places to really talk about true racism. Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, I'll ask Soja. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, get some real information. Speaking of real information, let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt joins me, host of the Sonya Schmidt Show. Yes, wake up.
Boy, that was fast.
It looked like I put you to sleep there for a second, but anyway.
I'm multitasking. I'm a woman. I'm doing my nails. I'm making notes for your show. And I'm looking at this crochet slippers pattern. I think I'm going into Christmas mode. I've had it with everything going on in the news, and I'm going to start crocheting like the granny that I am.
Well, whatever you make me, okay, I am a triple XL, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what it is.
Okay? I got you.
Yeah, good. Okay. Hey, listen, let me get your blood boiling.
Oh,
quickly.
No. I know you like
to go to bed at 8 o'clock, but I figure after the show you can't get to bed at midnight because you're so worked up anyhow. So I had a parent this week send me a picture of what a teacher had put up on the screen for the kids to respond to. And it said, circle the African Americans that were killed by the police. And
this is, let me get this straight, this is kindergarten, right?
I think it was, I'm not sure, but I do think it was elementary school, but later, you know, like five or sixth grade.
When they were mature enough to...
I was thinking to myself, think about this. There were so many other ways to word that, all right? If you really were trying to get a message across. So what message do you think they were trying to get across, Sonia? Look at that face.
And give me the question again. Give me the question.
So what message would somebody be trying? I mean, that's a leading question, is it not? So what message do you think they would be trying to get across by starting the question with, circle the names of the African Americans that the police have killed? Not shot in the commission of a crime, but killed.
The message is, police, defund the police. Police are your enemies. You white kids, you have privilege because this doesn't happen to you. And black people are victims. And what else? What else? There's so many messages.
But they're captive. This is what makes me crazy. These kids are captive. They can't go anywhere. If they refuse to take the class or what have you, then it's a fight with the teacher and the school district to get that kid a decent grade. And that kid won't get that stuff out of his head again. That's not fair, is it?
There is an option, and I know that last year when I was looking into the sex ed curricula in California, and I was talking to you about this, and the Lord was saying, you gotta homeschool your grandkid. You can't. And I was like, no, I'm not smart enough. I can't do this. I'm gonna make him dumber than he already is. So what? He learned the rainbow has two different meanings, but. This year, now that he's in a new school and they're on their Zoom learning, I can hear everything that the teacher is teaching in the classroom. Now, we prayed on this heavily, and it looks like we have a lovely teacher who talks about prayer, and my grandson's been able to. She gave an assignment last week to do a report on their favorite book, and he did the Bible. And all the kids chimed in. They were like, that's mine, too, and I love God, and Jesus is my dude. So I feel really fortunate in that, even though I'm not homeschooling proper, but the teacher is only on a couple of hours a day, and then I got to fill in the blank. So I'm still able to do sort of co-teaching and homeschooling. So in answer to your question.
Pseudo damage control.
Exactly. Definitely. So the answer is, and I know parents don't want to hear this with all they have to do. And then again, I'm a grandmother, so I don't have to go out and work. I don't know what it would be like if I did. But there is another option. And above all, and I've interviewed people on my show above this, but I think that they got to take their kids out of these government-run schools.
Let's get to that point. They're getting paid anyhow. They don't care whether you're there or not. So
they don't care. What happened to the when they used to get paid by attendance? Because it didn't matter.
The district gets paid by attendance, but not the teachers.
Okay.
Teachers get paid whether the kids show up or not.
Okay. And the teachers, their union, their agenda is whatever the Democrat Party tells them it is.
Pretty, here in California, it is. That is exactly what it is. Whatever they dictate is what's going to happen and how it's going to happen.
And as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation.
Yeah,
and we can see that. We can absolutely see that.
And we need to start pushing back on that. You know, I don't know if you heard. I think I sent you a link to it earlier, but I got in a spirited conversation the other night at my school board because they want to, they're calling it pausing the books. There's a lot of other districts that have outright called it banning the books. So they're pausing several books because it has a certain group of people that are upset over it. One of them is called Huck Finn. The other one is Of Mice and Men, and then To Kill a Mockingbird. So those three books... some districts have been paused while they look over the value of those books, and some districts have yanked them totally out. So, I mean, are we going to go through every piece of literature? And I mean real literature, not this
yes.
stuff that they give us today. But
yes, and weren't you talking? Well, yes. That's funny because that was on my notes of things that I wanted to talk to you about.
There you
and
go. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were like this.
Yeah.
But it's so sad because I'm looking forward to a time in my life where I don't have to do anything. My plan is, and I've saved all these classics, so I can sit down and actually read them with book in hand and, you know, not having to watch them on a video screen. And some of those are my favorite. But what we do when we're doing this, and I know they're virtue signaling, but we don't get to have a conversation about it. We don't get to have kids, people have just a thought about how this makes me feel. And there is a difference in how we feel about things then and how we feel about them now. And what's the most positive and logical way we can think about them? It's very hard. It's sad for me to hear that they're taking these classics out. And I don't think the kids get to hear classical writing, good English. You know, we don't get to. I often say that the closest things to that kids get to art is a music video. I mean, really.
That's sad.
It's really sad. I mean, they're not going to museums. They're not, you know, they're not looking at the classics. They don't understand it. So then again, we take this away from them. And I think that the conversation should be had. If this is, we can look at the past as it is, you know, as it is now, and talk about what the differences are without demonizing them, but just go look at the difference between then and now. You know, and being able to look at the overall picture. What happened in Huck Finn between his friend, Jim, and Hawk? And what are those relationships, especially in the sign of the times, the way they are?
Right, we're going to go to the commercial. When we come back, you know, I mean, the one word that they have the biggest objection to is used so much in that industry that sells so much music. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe the Senior Host, don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions.
those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. If you want text alerts, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let's get back at it. Always a joy when she's on with me. Sonia Schmidt, where do we find your show? You do have a show,
Ew,
right?
I do have a show. And push it. You know what it's called? It's called...
Let me see.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, the I'll Be in Bed by 8 on Friday night show. That's right.
I should just go on and just shoot me from the bed and say hello to everyone.
That would be great. You could have guys bringing you food to the bed and holding a mic for you on one side. And
let me tell you something about food in the bed. Since COVID, since the Rona, I just eat in the bed, and I'm like, okay, I gotta stop this habit. A, I'm like 50 pounds heavier than I should be since COVID, and B, I'm eating in the bed because I don't want a middleman between eating and sleeping.
Oh,
so I have to wash sheets every night. You know, people shouldn't have to wash sheets every night.
Oh, and then throwaways. You'd be a millionaire. There you go. Just wrap
That's
it all up.
Great idea.
Crackers and ketchup and mustard stains and everything. Just wrap it up.
COVID sheets. Yeah. Or you could have mustard and relish and all that stuff built into the sheet. So you just bang it. It pops out. You put it on whatever you're eating. Just your middleman.
All right. This is disgusting.
Okay. No, wait. Let me tell you about my show. I actually am very serious on my show, and I interview incredible guests. Oh, gosh, and they confirm everything we're watching, everything we're seeing. My next show is going to be with a filmmaker. His name is Mickey Willis, and he did he's this guy, this, like, Zen guy from Ojai, but he got sucked into the truth, and he did a documentary called Plandemic. And... boy, is this striking. It's amazing. I'm going to put the link up on my website, but you've got to watch the whole thing, especially part two.
And where would they find your website?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
At rangebroadcasting.com. But you can go on my Facebook page, and that'll give you all the where-tos and go-tos and all that. But rangebroadcasting.com. Click on my page. Watch all of my archives. You ain't got nothing better to do. You're getting ready to go back on lockdown, so you may as well watch my shows.
Some people, not in California, Governor Newsom has decided again. Apparently, COVID strikes very rapidly at 10:01 at night.
10:01, all right, it's on.
And it goes crazy from 10:01 to 5 a.m. and then it somehow goes away. So now we're locked down from 10 to 5.
COVID is on. Right? Like,
It's just amazing, isn't it? It's amazing how it doesn't attack Democrats when they're celebrating Biden, but it attacks Republicans who are celebrating Trump. Just interesting. Oh, and if you're in a room with a turkey and a bunch of family members, apparently it like doubles and triples. Those are super spreader events.
Yeah, super laundry at $800 a plate events.
Well, they looked up some kind of special thing in the air there where it
doesn't touch
COVID
you.
Stays away from
it. But you know what? And we're joking about it, but I have to be honest. It's really wearing on me. We are being ruled by people who are so evil.
Yep.
Yeah, and this power has turned them into evil. And I don't think any of us, I mean, I think, like, for me, I just feel sort of beaten down. I don't go anywhere. I don't go to stores. The last time I went into a store, I asked the girl behind the deli counter. I pulled my mask, and I don't go anywhere because I can't do the mask thing, but I did because I had to just run in for a few things, pull my mask down, ask her where the cheese that I was looking for was, and she does this to me. This! Now, she's a young woman, and she's telling my
I would say, like, what, I have a booger? Do I have a booger there?
That's what I'm thinking. Is there a bat in my cave? I mean, what? She said, I said, excuse me, and she does it again. And I said, where's the ricotta cheese? And she says, I'm going to need you to put your mask up.
Oh, see, I would, now, I'm going to get nasty mail for this, but I would have said to her, do you know who I am? I am a black woman who has a BLM card in my wallet. What is wrong with you?
Okay, so that's where I went with a manager. After I told her what I'm going to need her to do, then I went to the manager, and he seemed like normal. I'm like, I don't know, I get a sense that he may be on our side. So, because the minute I told her, or told him that she was behind the deli counter, and he goes, oh my God. So he got what I was saying. But I said, I don't want this to go in one ear and out the other. I want this to be this is a bona fide complaint. But I did want to go in. I really want to go in the next day and the next day and the next day. And I really wanted to pull the black card. Now, as conservatives, we don't typically go there.
I know, but you've got to have some fun.
But I don't know. It's like, what are we going to do in this case? And I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm seeing that's going on in the world right now. People are getting, the left is becoming more, they're more bullying. They're bullying more.
Oh, they're bullies. Now, the same thing they scream against. They're bullies.
Oh, everything was a contradiction. There's total projection on their part. But they're getting nasty. They're beating up conservatives. They're being mass police. I'm telling you, that's just the first experience I've had with the mask situation in the past 3 days. I take my grandson out in public, fresh air, so we don't have to deal with this crap.
Good.
And we still have to deal with this crap. So they're getting worse. Markets are everybody. I had a friend who just went off on everybody in the market. I'm like, this is going to go viral. You're going to lose your job. But I totally get it. He told people, and I think this is a great line. It's right out of the movie Network. He goes, take off your effing masks. He was going around to everybody in the store going, take them off. You know, so it's like it's becoming more emotional for people. It's becoming very serious.
Look,
and we've been bullied.
Look at the heart of all. You and I have talked to this. I believe it's a spiritual battle. Get you to the basics. Get to the human basics. You can't even smile at anybody in a store going by. You can't smile at that little kid, you know, that's looking up at this hairy man.
Do you have no? I mean, kids always respond to me, but since this COVID, since I don't wear a mask, they stop me and talk to me because they can see my face. I refuse to let my grandson spend an afternoon with me out in the fresh air, and he can't see that I smile at him because smiling is approval. Smiling
Bingo.
Is love.
Yep.
And he's not getting that from the other people who are and if you look at the people who are walking around in these masks, this isn't a political issue or what you think if the masks work or not. This is about humanity. And if you look at people walking around with these masks, their heads are down, their bodies are slumped over, they're just miserable. And I'm like, I refuse to let my grandson see that in me. So he's going to see my smile.
You can't go to, you know, you're hearing this more and more, but it's so true. People who are obese are more susceptible to this thing. But we can't go to gyms anymore, okay?
Exactly.
We're at home. We really can't go out for walks because you've got to maintain the distance. If you're not going to maintain it in California, if you can't maintain 6 feet, you got to put a mask on. How the heck are you going to go for a good walk without a mask on, sucking 20% of the oxygen that you actually have to have?
I know. It's so
I can go down the whole list of stuff.
My girlfriend always says, those are psyops. And it's true. If you can't, for women, if we can't get our nails done, we can't get our hair done, we can't get our facials, we don't feel good as women. Most women. I mean, maybe liberal women. Yeah, they don't shave. But, you know, smiling and shaving is not on their to-do list. But we have a tendency to want to care about how we look. We actually like men. We like ourselves. We're happy. And you take all the things away from us that allow us to do that. And I'm saying, so here in California, our curfew starts actually tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I'll be asleep for anyhow. But but I'm saying we all ought to hit the streets at 10 o'clock and have a big party.
I'm with
a
you.
A big state party. What Just, are you know, they going you do, to though? Do?
Listen. Let's get a bunch of Biden signs, okay? They won't bother.
Oh, yeah, they won't mess with us.
You know they won't mess with us.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm telling you, we should do it and take the masks off and party on down, and we'll invite that Lightfoot lady and Newsom and the rest of them.
That is hilarious. They wouldn't know the difference.
They have no.
Well,
they would have a. Yeah, they would have a clue because your nails are done and your hair's done nice and all of that, so they would
but
know.
But I've been doing it myself. It's just wrong to treat people like this, and I just don't know, like, what happens in the second major lockdown? Do we go under and just comply, or do we show them, now is the time where we show them.
You're seeing resistance everywhere. You're seeing it everywhere. I think it needs to happen. I think civil disobedience is now time. Not
time for that.
What Antifa is doing. Not what they're doing where they're destroying property, hitting people.
So we were talking about kids earlier, and I beg to differ with you. So we can.
Oh, she's going to argue with me. Be back in a few minutes. Don't miss this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back. This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to be talking about the Trump card.
No, no, not something he has up his sleeve, but the actual movie with Dinesh D'Souza in the next hour. So don't go far. Stay awake. Stay awake. And try to listen in later on. But no, seriously, folks, it's having Dinesh on the show, it's an honor. I've been trying to get him on for a while, and it's you know, a lot of the guests that we bring on are on the East Coast. Is quite a difference, and you know, they're burned up by the end of the day. So we do the best we can to get them on. But anyway, but really, the guest of guests is Sonia Schmidt. I love having her on every week with me. I have so much fun with her, and I wish we should turn the mics on during the break, shouldn't we?
I think so. But wait a second. I'm the opener for Dinesh D'Souza? Is that what you just said?
You're the warm-up guest. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so honored. I am so honored. And I haven't seen the Trump card yet. I can't stay up late. So, like, if I download it.
I was going to say, we have this thing called the interweb. And on that interweb, you can actually pull movies down. Did you know that?
I know, but you got 48 hours. Unless you buy it. Yeah, like 24 hours.
Well, you can't stay. Get some popcorn. Grab your sandwich. Sit down at lunch, and you know, sit down with your grandson.
You
probably
so
enjoy this.
Food oriented.
I'm Italian. Everything for me revolves around, you know, sausage and cheese and all that. So
that's funny. My grandson had an anxiety attack the other day, and he goes, "I gotta eat something." like, if he wasn't so skinny, I would be concerned about that.
Is he part like, Italian? I mean, just because that's easy.
I think my, I don't know. I think my family is secretly Jewish and Italian. And I,
oh, then you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance.
Yeah, no.
Don't even
not a
it.
Chance.
So let's get to the again, back to the N-word, because I find it interesting that all these pearl clutchers in the education world, you can't, you know, oh my God, they use the N-word in Huckleberry Finn. Have you listened to hip-hop? The stuff that these kids are listening to them is 24-7. You tell me I can't pull that music away from them because they have a right to listen to it. You know, it's an artist thing. Yet, when we talk about culture, when we talk about history, when we talk about lessons, we can't go near it.
See, Obama coined that phrase so great, and I, you know, we don't use it to our advantage, but it's totally a teachable moment. There are a lot of things in literature. Times have changed, and I think it's a great opportunity to talk to kids before you even open the book and explain to the kids why you're even opening the book. It's a classic. It's wonderful writing. It's real English. It's a great story about relationships and time and history, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the point in my life where I can relax and I can read. I have all my classical books in a box, Hemingway's and all this. I look forward to reading all those books, but I'm not going to sit there and the first time I see the N-word, clutch my pearls. I
well,
know. Can you even wear pearls anymore? Because
I don't know. Because
are you endangering animals?
Yeah, there you go. So, but you realize that part of the problem here is those classics by Shakespeare and others, they are the ultimate form of white supremacy because they're written in proper English and some groups don't speak proper English.
And y'all need to get your children out of those schools, as improper as it may have sounded. But again, I'm going to go back to you need to be proactive and involved in your kids and in your grandkids' education, because what this is not about teaching, and this is not about education. It's about indoctrination.
Yep.
And if you don't understand that, and if you don't embrace that, and again, the blessing right now is that I get the teacher piped into my living room right now, so I get to hear everything. My grandson wants to put on his headphones, and like I'm like, uh-uh. I need to hear everything that comes out of this woman's
good
mouth.
For you.
And gratefully, I think she's a believer because, like, if a kid in the class, she has them share everything. Here's a couple things that I think is real positive about teachers being piped into your home right now. And I know it's really difficult for parents, especially with younger kids, kindergartners. I don't know how you have them sit in front of a computer for long periods of time. But you get to hear what the teacher is saying. And but one of the things that happened, I think I just already mentioned that my grandson talked about the Bible. But when a kid will share, and she always does shares. Kids get to share about their lives in the morning, and I think that has
cool.
A couple of purposes. I think one purpose is the kids get to talk to somebody, and she's so positive about what's going on in their lives, and she's so invested in what's going on in their lives. And I think that that's important right now. They get to share whatever they want. And then the other thing is, like, if a kid has a pet who dies or whatever, this teacher says, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. I know this is a really tough time, and I'm going to send out prayers for you. And I'm like, whoa, can she actually say that? She's going to get fired. But I feel really grateful that I know that this teacher has no problems, A, with my grandson talking about the Bible in class and allowing the other children to go into that topic as well. And also she says the word prayer in her class. So we've been really lucky in my really blessed.
You've been really blessed. But listen, you just hit on something. I don't want to go past really fast. Here's a woman that's putting herself out there. She probably has tenure, which is helping. But you are surprised, as I am, you and others listening are surprised that here's a teacher in front of all these wonderful little children that are talking about prayer and good things like prayer and that kind of stuff. And we're concerned they're going to stop her, right?
That's so true. That is where the left has brought us.
Uh-huh.
That anything that's good, we're concerned that they're going to be ostracized, they're going to be fired, they're going to be, you know, just like, I heard a man call into the Rush Limbaugh show, and he was crying. He was in tears.
I heard about that.
It broke my heart. But that's where we all are. We're all good. This is okay. We talk about this. This is spiritual warfare, and sadly, it looks like the enemy is winning.
No, he doesn't win. He doesn't win in the long run. No, but here's the thing. We have won. You know, if you want to get biblical for a second, we have won every battle that we have stood up alongside of God's word. And every time in the Bible that you've turned away from God, look at David and Goliath is the best story that I can think of. Okay? Yeah. Here's all these strong Jewish warriors, right? The Israeli men. They are feared far and wide. They get in front of the Palestinians, the Philistines there, and you got Goliath going, I'll eat your bones, I'll do this, I'll do that, right? Your God is nothing. He starts beating on their God. They're all cowering. I mean, this is one of the mightiest armies on the planet. They're all cowering. Then David shows up to drop off some food for his brothers. And now he comes into the picture and goes, why are you letting him get away with this?
Exactly.
All right? And he sticks up for God, and he takes down one of the most powerful men on the planet. With one of the least accurate tools. Well, for him it was accurate.
Right, he's got a rock. He's got a slingshot, basically.
So where are those people today? Where are
That's
our
the
warriors?
Scary part. So when you talk about we win, I think there are many Davids right now, and Trump being the lead David, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've seen thousands upon thousands descend upon Washington last week.
That was great.
And say, we're also little Davids. But when you look at what we're fighting against, the media and just the evilness that's coming, it's stunning. It's a really stunning time in history. Do I think, you know what, we talk about we're winning. Well, you know what, millions of children have died in between Roe versus Wade and now. And
yep.
That's pretty bleak. So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but it's a very interesting time. And I really get unnerved about people including, and I think you talked about this earlier about Tucker. But when people go, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? It's almost like, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? It's like, dude, he just gave you a crap load of things that could be considered evidence. So why doesn't that spark something in you that goes, wait a minute, I didn't really know? Because I'd be honest with you, I don't think there are a lot of liberals who've heard those messages of the Dominion machines and the shutting off the election at a certain time. There's just like any one of those things would be a game changer for me, or something for thought, food for thought.
Yeah. Well, think about all the information on Hunter Biden that dropped. The actual proof that he got millions and millions of dollars transferred to his account.
Well,
you didn't hear that on any network other than Fox. Okay, it was put in.
And now, what the heck has happened to Fox?
Yeah,
but then when you have all of their networks going, there's no there. There's nothing to see here.
Yep.
You know, and on a good day, like I always say, on a good day, I have sympathy for them because I understand that that's all they hear, and faith comes by hearing.
Oh yeah.
But there was a press conference with the Trump's legal team the other day, and even if you got a second of that, you would be impressed to go, really? I never heard that before. That's interesting.
Yep.
But what the liberal press tells them is that it's and Fox, I will include Fox in that now, is that it's all lies.
Yeah.
So you're right. This is an incredible battle that we're facing. This is a change of our country. This is a change of our lifestyles.
Well, I'm hoping it changes us to step up and do the fight we need to do. Hey, you know what else is truth? The truth is we're out of time. So you have to tell people where you're...
Come on. Now I've got nothing else to do tonight.
Well, you can hang out with me and Dinesh for a while. Anyway,
I'm gonna.
Fast, where do people find you?
FrangeBroadcasting.com. Click on my on-demand page.
All right, yes, and any local Boca de Beppo, whatever it's called. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, a lot more coming up in the next hour.